Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice sunrise. Nice drive. Nice to be with you. And nice to welcome Pastor Bovine and Nancy and Amber for this important and special day for them, a day of installation. So my theme this morning is the goodness of God. It'll be reflected in the background of the lessons for this Sunday and in the hymns we sing and in the message, which will be from the heart. And if it doesn't hit you well, that's okay, because I won't be back. One of the things I learned that I am guilty of, and that's forgetting a lot of things. Yeah. And one of the things I have been forgetting is to let you get up prior to the service and share the peace of the Lord with each other. Would you do that, please? In the strong name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
Therefore, you are here.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us
and forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and let your prophets be proven faithful. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, for as much as without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may be in all things, may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, one God, now and forever. For this 18th Sunday after Trinity, the reading from the Old Testament is from the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 12th verse. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord while I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them, you above all peoples, as you are this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and hold fast to him, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. This is the word of the Lord. We read responsively from Psalm 34, verses 8 and following. Oh, taste and see. Blessed be the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack.
The young lions suffer want in number, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit.
Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry.
The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off
the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles.
The Lord hears the broken hearted and saves the crushed in spirit.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken.
Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it is in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. For the second reading, the epistle, we listen to the words of the Apostle Paul at the beginning of his first letter to the church at Corinth. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. We rise to sing the Alleluia verse. The Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked Jesus a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? They said to Jesus, the son of David. And Jesus said to them, how is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare ask him any more questions. This is the gospel of the Lord. We join our hearts and voices to confess the Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe
in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible.
I believe
in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God, God, light of light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The rich and abundant grace of God and of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, be upon all of us this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For a text this morning, I've turned to Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus and to the third chapter in verses 20 and 21, where Paul writes this. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to begin with a familiar line from the preface for Holy Communion. And you know the line. It's when the pastor says, "It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation." For this message, the key word is good. The focus of this message will be on how good God is, and how good it is to praise and thank God for the gift of our salvation through the atoning sacrifice of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and how good it is for the countless blessings God in his goodness and grace so freely bestows on us and all creation. In Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21, is where Paul ends the first half of this thoughtful, theological, grace-filled, Christ-centered letter to the Christians in and around Ephesus. Paul ends the first part of this letter on a good note. How good is God? How great is God's goodness and saving grace? And this is how good God is, says Paul. Now to God who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. It's been a long interim, but it's been a good interim as us two older, semi-retired pastors have been richly blessed to serve a good Bethlehem Lutheran congregation. And beginning today, we step aside to let Pastor Bovine begin a good new ministry. So, good is a good word to end on, and a good word to begin on. Not as in goodbye or good luck, but good as in God is good. And what pleases God is that we do not lose sight of. We do not underestimate God's power to bring about good things happening for his people in a world where it's not easy to be good witnesses or a good servant of the word. Let me run some Bible verses by you where good is the key word. and you know some of them. Psalm 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is
good.
Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. The Lord does not refuse any good thing to those who do what is right. Romans 8:28. We know that God, for all those who love God, all things work together for
good.
For those who are called according to God's purpose. Romans 12, verse 21. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with
good.
Galatians 6, 9 and 10. And let us not grow weary in doing
good.
For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do
good
to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. And what about this? Philippians 1, verse 6. I am sure of this, that God, who began a good work in you, will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It's been good to get to this day of installation for Pastor Bovine. It's been good to come with you through a long 2-year interim. Good to have been a dual parish with Zion, North Shelton. Good to have come through all of the restrictions of the COVID-19 pandemic. Good now to welcome Pastor Bovine and his family. Good to move forward. Good to begin a new chapter in your ministry together. Good to get busy with your witness to the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom coming. And let these words from the Apostle Paul, in praise of God's goodness and grace, to do far more abundantly than we ask or think, let that help you, challenge you, that being rooted and grounded in the love of God in Christ, you are good to go and do what's good, what's right. Good, right, and salutary. Good to praise and thank God, with whom nothing is impossible. It can't be said any better than how Paul says it. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to God's power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now let me add a familiar phrase of congratulations. Three cheers for the good that God does, as the Apostle Paul spells it out in Ephesians chapter 3. Not hip hip hooray, but praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, forgiven sinners that we all are. It's good that God, according to the riches of his glory, may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Praise God, forgiven sinners that we are. It's good that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of God's love in Christ. praise God, forgiven sinners that we all are, it's good that you may know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness and goodness of God. Three cheers for the good God has done, for the good God is doing here and now, and for the good that God will do through you and Pastor Voline, worshiping and working together in Christ. Now, in closing, I have a story that will surprise you. A story that may be hard for you to imagine. I know there are some age-old differences between what Lutherans and Catholics believe and teach, but I will leave you with what, for me, is an upbeat story for this special day, for a new Lutheran pastor being installed, and for all you members of Bethlehem Lutheran who have prayed and worked so hard together with God's help to make this day possible. Here's my story. Three Lutheran pastors love to golf together. To make a foursome, they invited the local Catholic priest, an old Irish priest, to join them. All summer long, all four of them had rich fellowship on the greens and the fairways. Out of appreciation for the priest joining them, the pastors said to one another, "We really ought to attend Mass some Sunday morning. The good father has an 8 o'clock service, and our services do not begin until 10:30. So the three Lutheran pastors agreed on a certain Sunday, and quietly, surprisingly, went to early Mass. But they were a few minutes late. The church was packed, people everywhere, and the three Lutheran pastors had to stand along the wall. The old Irish priest was at the altar conducting the service. As he turned to face the congregation, he saw his three golf buddies standing along the wall. Turning back to the altar at the proper point in the service, the priest whispered to the altar boy, 3 chairs for the Lutherans." The altar boy misunderstood him. So when the priest pronounced the final amen of the liturgy, the altar boy turned around, faced the congregation, raised his hands as if at a game, and he shouted, 3 cheers for the Lutherans." So it is with this day, with the good that God in his grace has in store for you, 3 cheers for the Lutherans. It is good, right, and salutary to praise God. 3 cheers for God, who is good. Or an even better way to say that is to stand with me now and sing the common doxology, which I've alerted Joyce to play, and she will lead us into. If you don't know the words, it's hymn 805 in the Lutheran service book. Shall we stand together? And then we'll remain standing for the prayers.
Thank you.
And the peace of God, which passes all our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. We continue with our prayers. Almighty and ever-living Lord, you make us both to will and to do those things which are good and acceptable in your sight. Let your fatherly hand ever guide us and your Holy Spirit ever be with us to direct us in the knowledge and obedience of your word, that we may obtain everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of faith of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we rejoice and give thanks that you so moved the heart and mind of Pastor Bovine to accept your call to serve Bethlehem. We thank you for those who helped him and his family move to Ravenna. We humbly ask that you bless his installation this afternoon as he begins ministry at Bethlehem and in the surrounding community. Grant him diligence and faithfulness that he may meet the needs of those he is called to serve with competence and compassion. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you bless the earth to make it fruitful, bringing forth in abundance whatever is needed for the support of our lives. Prosper the work of farmers and all those who labor to bring food to our table and feed for livestock. Grant those who work the fields to gather the crops seasonable weather, that they may gather in the fruits of the earth in abundance and proclaim your goodness with thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy. Most merciful Father, without your care and preservation, all things wither and die. Open the windows of heaven and send bountiful rain on us to revive and renew the land. Graciously hear our prayer, that we may praise and glorify your name. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, bless this congregation. Enrich young and old with a testimony about Christ. Confirm them with every spiritual gift and sustain them in this fellowship to the end, guiltless in the day of revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, graciously uphold our republic with its lawmakers and executives. By their actions, let the common good be served. Bring their justice into accord with your good order and command. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we remember before you those who celebrate birthdays, those who celebrate anniversaries, those engaged to be married, those bearing child, and those who will continue to worship you, even though they are at care homes or still at home themselves. Be with them, bless them, strengthen them, bring your word to them, and as your will decides, so heal and help them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you are our praise. You are our God who does great and marvelous things, both seen and unseen. Establish your saints through the mystery of Christ's blessed sacrament, which delivers the forgiveness of our sins, strengthens us by his body and blood in right fear and love of you, and in selfless love and service toward our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Because your Son is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemn the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross, and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us, our Father. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave the cup to his disciples, saying, "All of you drink of this cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you all. May this body and blood of the Lord Jesus, which you have received in faith, strengthen you in that one true faith unto life everlasting. Go in the peace of Christ. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take, drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take, drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take, drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take, drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. May this body and blood of the Lord Jesus, which you have received in faith, strengthen you in that one true Christian faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace, the peace of Christ. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, drink blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take, drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take, drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take, drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of our sins. May this body and blood of the Lord Jesus, which you have received in faith, strengthen you in that one true faith to life everlasting.
bless you and keep you in your baptism. Body and blood of Christ our Lord, which you have received in true faith, strengthen you in that one true faith unto life everlasting. Go with the peace of Christ. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take, eat the true body of Jesus Christ, shed for you, given in death for you. The true body of Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat. Body of Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of Christ, given in death for you. shed for you for the forgiveness of all sin. May this body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace, the peace of Christ. Drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all sins. Take drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all sins. Take drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all sins. Take drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all sins. Take drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all sins. This body and blood of our Lord Jesus, which you have received in faith, strengthen you in that Christian faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace with the peace of Christ. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. Take, eat the body of Christ given in death for you. Lord, bless you in your baptism, Luke. Take, eat the body of the Lord Jesus Christ given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ given in death for you. Bless you and keep you in your baptism. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptism. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptism. Welcome. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptism. Take, eat the body of Christ given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, eat the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ, given in death for you. Take, have drank the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. Take drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. May this body and blood of the Lord Jesus, which you have received in faith, strengthen you in that one true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace, the peace of Christ. Take, eat the true body of Jesus Christ given for you. The true body of Christ given in death for you. Take, drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. The true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. Take, eat the true body of Jesus Christ given in death for you. Take, drink the true blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. May this body and blood of the Lord Jesus strengthen and preserve you in the one true Christian faith unto life everlasting. Peace be with you, the peace of Christ.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may together with all your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. And the Lord bless all of you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and your new pastor. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.